With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden is talking with regional leaders to discuss efforts to free more Hamas hostages.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call of President al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago to discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
President Biden and former President Trump are both on the campaign trail this weekend. Biden in South Carolina at a Democratic Party dinner. Former President Trump is in Las Vegas. Also at SRNnews.com, Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas is defying the Biden administration's order to allow federal agents back into a Texas park. Shelby Park currently has razor wire along its southern border to keep out illegal immigrants. Friday evening, Paxton released a statement saying they will not grant Border Patrol agents full access to the park and will not allow federal officials to turn the park into an unlawful port of entry. Bird flu wreaking havoc for poultry farms in California.
The state had escaped a previous wave of outbreaks that devastated egg producers in the Midwest. The loss of that supply contributed to record-high egg prices and widespread shortages. Now, the latest outbreaks are being fueled by ducks, geese, and other migratory birds that spend the winter in California. California farms now under strict quarantine to curb the outbreak until the migratory birds return north in the spring. Jason Walker reporting.
People are forced from their homes in Guatemala after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake shook the Pacific coast. Geological survey says it hit the southern coast of Guatemala late Friday night. This is SRN News. The pro-life message seems to be resonating with younger people. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India are bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. The prime minister has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of a historic mosque in the city of Ayodhya. The event was designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear it will lead to more acts of violence against the country's small Christian minority. This is SRN News. A major social media platform is laying off dozens of workers in its advertising and sales unit.
TikTok becomes the latest tech company to trim jobs in the new year. A spokesperson for the company confirmed the social media platform is cutting 60 jobs. The company did not provide a reason for the layoffs. It says the impacted workers can apply to other open positions at TikTok, which currently has more than 120 similar job listings.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Layoffs follow other job cuts at major tech companies. Discord and Amazon-owned Twitch have laid off hundreds of workers this month. Google and Amazon have also cut jobs. The IRS will begin accepting 2023 tax returns Monday. The agency says it's expecting over 128 million individual tax returns to be filed ahead of the April 15th deadline. Taxpayers who earn less than $79,000 a year can also take advantage of IRS tax software. More at SRNnews.com.